Athlete of the Week, sponsored by the Lenawee Intermediate School District. This week is Kiara Pinter of Tecumseh High School Girls Bowling. Welcome inside the cave, Kiara.
Well, this is two times for us. We had you on Sunday, and
yes.
I think that's why you wanted to go for the headset, because you had the headset on Sunday down at ZZ's. But, welcome back, and congratulations. State champ in Division II. That sounds good, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It's amazing.
Yeah, and you're just a junior, so you got a lot of bowling ahead of you. But tell us a little bit about the state tournament, how it all kind of shook out for you.
So we had six games to make it to match play, and I did end up getting into match play. I got 11th place, and then we had, so all total, I bowled 14 games.
Wow.
So I think there's like four match plays. The last two were actually pretty close. It was depending on how the other girl did in the 10th frame, and they both missed a strike, so I won both of those, and it was very exciting and very nervous.
Yeah, I can only imagine. when you're doing a sport, not a team sport, you know, there's
the individual
part. The individual part is tough, because sometimes you can't control your opponent, you know, and how many people got into the finals? You said you got 11th?
Yes.
How many people got to advance to the finals?
It was the top 16.
Okay. All right.
So you come in at number 11, and it's a classic example of, I just need to get to the final 16 and I'll have a chance. And I think that's a great lesson for high school athletes is, if you're there, you've got a chance, and you took full advantage of that. I know you mentioned you had a couple close matches. The one that I was doing some reading to get ready, the semifinal win by 6 pins over the girl from Forest Hills Eastern. Again, had to be pretty nerve-wracking for you.
Was
that the one that came down to the ball in the 10th frame?
It was the finals and the semifinals that were really close.
Yeah. Well, and that's what you would expect. I mean, when you get down to the last four bowlers, you're probably dealing with some pretty good bowlers there.
Oh, yeah.
And you were one of those.
I'm sure there's, I would have guessed, that the sportsmanship amongst the bowlers is very good.
Yes.
In some of the other sports, it gets a little dicey sometimes, and sometimes there's some gamesmanship. I know, like in golf, sometimes, people are, they do little things to try and throw you off. Does that exist at all in bowling at all? Do you ever have a situation where somebody's trying to throw you off your game?
No.
Never?
No.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. But what's next? Do you do any other sports, Kiara?
No, I don't. Only bowling.
Okay, so you're done with your high school season this year.
Yes.
What will you do? Like this summer, is there leagues or is there other tournaments you go to continue to develop your game?
Yes, I'm actually on a league right now. It's a high school league on Mondays. We have states actually coming up in April. It's April 12th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. So a little bit about your background in bowling. How old were you? I mean, when you first started bowling, were you that little kid with the bumpers up and throwing the ball down the lane?
Yes, I was.
Very cool.
My dad was a pretty big bowler, too. I started about when I was 6 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
The bowling ball was almost bigger than you.
Yes, it was.
But that it is a sport where you see more and more, because of the use of the bumpers, I think more and more people are getting kids rolling the ball down the lane. I see a lot of little kids at the bowling alley here with mom and dad or, friends, birthday parties, all that kind of stuff. So obviously an early start, and, it obviously paid off this year.
Yes,
and the first Tecumseh bowler, I believe, in 10 years to win a state title. It was 10 years ago.
I think so. I'm not for sure.
Yeah, I thought I read 10 years, but that's, Tecumseh girls and boys always have strong bowling teams, and for you to kind of be the one that carries on that tradition this year has to be a pretty good feeling.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Well, I know Corey talked to you on Sunday, asked you, you know, your technique. A lot of people throw, and I'm not, John and I are novice bowlers, but you put all three fingers in the ball.
Yes.
Have you changed when you bowled early, when you're younger? Have you changed? You don't throw. Do you throw a hook?
Yes, I do.
Okay, yeah. And you know, a lot of people are putting their hand under the ball, two fingers in the ball. Is that how they do that, or am I?
Yeah, there's another way. It's two hands in the ball, and it's actually a two hand method.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but you do hook the ball. Did you start hooking the ball when you were young?
I was kind of just throwing it in the middle and just trying to get
knock
a strike.
As many pins down as you can.
That's, you know, I taught bowling, and you teach spot or pin bowling. You either look at the spots to roll the ball over, or you look at the pins. And I've always been a spot bowler.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to just do that pendulum swing and try and hit my spot. But I watched John's son. Is a pretty good bowler.
Pretty good bowler for someone who didn't bowl in high school.
He throws the big hook.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of guys throw that thing out there, and it's tracking the gutter right on the edge there, and then all of a sudden it takes
right into the
way in there.
Into the pocket.
What do you want to continue to bowl competitively after high school?
Yes. I want to do it in college.
Good for you.
I don't think I'll be able to do PBA because of the nursing situation, so I don't know if I'll have time. But if I do have time, I'll probably think about that.
And you mentioned nursing. Obviously, that's your career choice. I did notice your shirt with the, the medical items on it and things. So any thoughts of where you might like to go, or just anyone that'll give you the opportunity to study nursing and bowl?
I don't know where I want to go yet, but I definitely do want to find where they have like a good nursing program and that I can get into NICU nursing.
Okay. Ooh, wow. Want to work with the little ones, huh?
Yeah, little babies.
Yeah, need a little extra care. Very good for you.
What kind of team do you have coming back next year? Do you have a lot of underclassmen coming back with you?
I think we have two people coming in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, very good. We're going to take a quick time out for a message from our sponsor, and then we'll be right back here with Kiara Pinter, our Lenawee Intermediate School Athlete of the Week from Tecumseh High School Girls Bowling.
Unlock a world of opportunity with the Lenawee Intermediate School District's Japanese Exchange Program. This unique program invites current 6th and 7th grade students from Lenawee County to host Japanese students from Moriyama, and in return, travel to Japan themselves. Experience vibrant Japanese culture, create lifelong friendships, and broaden your horizons. Applications are open until April 30th. Don't miss out on this unforgettable journey. For more information, visit lisd.us today.
And we're back. Again, want to thank the Lenawee Intermediate School District for their support of our Athlete of the Week program. We present it every Thursday at 8:10. And our Athlete of the Week, if you're just tuning in for this week, is Tecumseh High School girls bowler Kiara Pinter, state champion bowler. You got to like the sound of that. You know, in the moment, I'm sure you were just so excited. Did it take a minute to kind of sink in that, oh my gosh, I just won this thing?
Yes, I literally figured it out, and my coach said, you won it, after that girl left the 10 pin, and I just started crying. I was so happy.
Well,
tell us a little bit about your coach, because we had him on Sunday, and I'm not sure who was more excited than he, because he was pretty excited that you pulled it off.
He was very excited. He, as soon as he figured out I won, he was like, you're the state champ. Like, he was so happy. He did cry too, and it was just an amazing part of my day that he was very happy for me.
Now, you mentioned your dad taking you bowling when you were little. You know, obviously an influence on you as a bowler. Were there any other friends or other adults along the way that kind of helped you become the better bowler that you were, that you maybe want to give a little shout out to?
Yes, definitely my dad. He's my number one supporter. He's been there for day one of bowling. And my stepmom actually, she's helped me a lot too with like the nervous and like how to throw my ball correct, because I struggled sometimes. And definitely my coaches are the number one also. They're the best coaches ever.
That's good
to
hear.
They help a lot.
Good to hear. Well, we're up against our break and want to congratulate you once again.
Thank you.
On being named the LISD Athlete of the Week and, of course, being a state champion. That's something you'll always take with you, and not many kids get to say that.
You got a chance to be back-to-back.
You got a chance to be back-to-back.
Not many kids get to say that either.
Yeah. You know, and that... You know what it took to get there this year, and the hard work you'll have to put in the off season, and you know, want to wish you the best of luck into next season, and hopefully we'll have you on again as our Athlete of the Week, and maybe as another state champion. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for being with us here today, Kiara.